Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you When Babylon Came for the Mystic, Bunny's 14 Months in Jail. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. I never thought I'd see the inside of a prison cell. Not because I was perfect, but because I believed my walk was righteous. I lived clean. I stayed quiet. I followed Jah. But Babylon don't need a reason. When it fears what it cannot control, it strikes. And one morning it struck me. The year was 1967. The movement was still young. My locks were thick, my spirit sharp. Rasta was rising, but Babylon was watching. They said I was disturbing the peace. They said I was possessing illegal herbs. They said I was a danger to public order. But none of that was true. The real reason? I refused to cut my hair. I refused to bow. I refused to smile for the cameras while my people were starving and my profits were being ignored. And for that, they locked me away. 14 months. 14 moons. 14 cycles of darkness and revelation. In that cell, stripped of movement, surrounded by concrete and silence, I found something I never expected. Clarity. At first, I was angry. Why me, Jah? Me not deserve this. Me a singer. Me a healer. Me chant for peace. But then I remembered the prophets before me. Marcus Garvey. Paul Bogle. Leonard Howell. They all tasted chains. It's part of the path when your words become fire. And mine had. So I stopped crying. And I started chanting. The guards used to mock me. They'd say, Wailer, sing one of your rebel tunes. I'd hum this train under my breath. They hated that. They couldn't break me, so they tried to ignore me. But I watched them. How their eyes lingered when I'd reason with the other inmates. How they'd slow down when I quoted psalms. Because even behind bars, a mystic remains a mystic. And truth doesn't need freedom to be felt. Prison was not the end of me. It was the refining of me. I came out leaner, sharper, heavier with wisdom. And I never forgot what I saw inside. Brothers, innocent, lost, broken. Men tossed away like scraps, many for less than I'd been accused of. Some never had a chance. No lawyer. No family. No song to sing. I made a vow in that place. If me ever touch stage again, it will be for them. When I returned to the hills, people asked, Bunny, what did it teach you? And I told them, Jah don't save you from the fire. Jah save you through it. They didn't like that answer. They wanted a victory story. They wanted me to say I came out triumphant. But it wasn't triumph. It was transformation. After that, my music changed. My tone got deeper. My silence got stronger. My eyes saw things people missed. Every lyric became a testimony. Every beat became a battle cry. And every time I saw Babylon on the rise, I stood taller. Not because I was fearless, but because I had already tasted their fear. Babylon locks up what it doesn't understand. And I was never meant to be understood by the system. I was built to outlive it. They never apologized. Of course not. Systems don't say sorry. They rewrite the records. They pretend the cage was a lesson instead of a wound. But I kept the scar. And I wore it like a badge. Not for pity. For proof. That even in the darkest place, the drum still echoes. Even in captivity, the spirit still speaks. Even in exile, the message still breathes. Looking back, I realize, those 14 months weren't a detour. They were an initiation. Babylon came for me. But I left with something they couldn't take. Faith. Focus. Fire. And I carried that into every verse, every chant, every word of warning I ever gave. So if you're listening now, and you feel caged in body, in mind, in spirit, know this. Freedom doesn't begin at the gate. It begins in the knowing. Knowing who you are. Whose you are. And why they fear your light. I am Bunny Wailer. Blackheart Man. Drummer. Mystic. Prisoner. Prophet. And though Babylon tried to silence me, all it did was make my message louder. Narrator, Gentle Fade. He walked out of Babylon's gates not broken, but burning. Because a mystic in chains is still a mystic. And truth, once imprisoned, returns roaring.